everyone, this is Leslyn Keith, and I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today I have an excerpt from a presentation by Dr. Emily Eicher at our Heart to Heart virtual event that was held in October 2022. Dr. Eicher is a physician with expertise in lymphology, and she has a practice in Santa Monica, California. In this excerpt, Dr. Eicher describes the symptoms of lipedema and how she uses ultrasound in her practice to see what's happening under the skin in the subcutaneous tissue of her patients. She also describes the importance of fascia and how this may be impaired in lipedema.
It was written by Dr. Stanley Roxon and published in Lymphatic Research and Biology about lymphatic medicine, and it was coined as paradoxically and unnecessarily ignored. And even though we are spreading the information about lymphedema, lymphatic disorders, and lipedema, it is still downplayed, ignored, misdiagnosed, etc. But here are the different shapes. As many lipedema patients that I've seen, there is not one exactly the same. So what is lipedema? It is a loose connective tissue disease, and it affects predominantly female population. There is complete disproportionate enlargement of the lower body to upper body with enlargement of the buttock, hips, limbs, and it's always in symmetrical enlargement of lower extremities. The tissue consistency is very soft and it's nodular to touch and with fibrotic adipose tissue. And when does it develop? It's visible around the puberty, onset of puberty, but there are changes in pregnancy and menopause. It is painful to touch. And there are different quality of pain, but one patient told me, I cringe when my husband tries to embrace me because it hurts. And it's hard to understand that kind of a quality of pain. It impairs mobility predominantly when it's more involved. And as we know, quality of life is impaired. What are the comorbidities? It's non-lipedema obesity. And frequently we see patients with lipedema, but not only with lipedema, but lipedema and obesity. Lymphedema, venous disease, which easy bruising, and most of the lipedema patients suffer from easy bruising, which is part of the venous problem. Hypermobility of joint is significant impairment. And diabetes. As we all know, it resists to dietary changes, exercises, and or bariatric surgery. And here is an example of patient who was 500 pounds before bariatric surgery. After she reduced half of her weight, but you can see the upper body got smaller, lower body pretty much stays the same. But the key is to be diagnosed early and address the problem early. What are the stages? Stage one, and you can appreciate slim waist, enlargement of the lower extremities with progression, and pretty much all the patients have medial aspect of the knees with enlargement. And of course, it's difficult to ambulate when you are rubbing the flesh against each other and creating abrasion. In stage two plus, you can already see some mattress-like formation of the skin with progression to stage three with large lobes and obvious difficulty with ambulation and range of movement. And the wonderful study was done where it shows, yes, there is a distinct gene expression in lipedema. And there are dilated blood and lymph microvessels with angiogenesis, increased macrophages, and adipose hypertrophy. So it's all inflammatory disease. Hypermobility is one of the hallmarks, and a lot of patients can bend the fingers backwards. If there is a progression of lipedema, it starts to involve the lower extremity, dorsum of the foot and toes as well. And this was published way back when in 2001 by Aman Vesti with microlymphatic aneurysm in patients with lipedema. So the lymphatic system starts seeping into the subcutaneous tissue, giving rise to lipolymphedema. In our clinic, when I see the patient for consultation, not only I do clinical assessment, but also ultrasound study to give us more objective insight of what is happening to the tissue under the skin. And in our study of 21 unilateral lymphedema patients, lipedema, 72 limbs, and 11 controlled limbs of lower extremity. And the patients were classified as, according to the International Society of Lymphology, into stage 1 and 2 of lower extremity lymphedema and lipedema. And we measured the lateral thigh, medial calf, and medial ankle. And here is what we visualize. This patient is stage 2 lipedema patient. And on the lateral aspect of the thigh, you can see the skin. And the skin should be a little bit more firm. And on more magnification, you can see little vacuoles. And this is because the skin is overly stretched. And all this is subcutaneous space. For her size, this should be probably half. We measure this as a 4 centimeter in our study. And what divides is the subcutaneous fascia. And subcutaneous fascia in lipedema patients, instead of being one flat line, is a little tortuous and frequently see even bifurcation of the fascia. And fascia is, we don't pay enough attention, I'd like to point out, to our fascia, which holds everything together. It is a connective tissue, but its function is not only lymphatic flow, circulation, but also thermal regulation.
Thank you, Dr. Eicher. It was wonderful to have you at our heart-to-heart event in October 2022. And really great information that you talked about just to tell the difference between lipedema, lymphedema, and obesity. If you have the opportunity to get the full talk, Dr. Eicher really talks about that and how you can tell the difference between those three conditions also with ultrasound. So really interesting. And I'd also like to give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.